This next lick is also in G. I mainly use this on bluegrass tunes and some country, but mostly bluegrass. Now we'll do it slower. Now the bowing on this is going to be one bow stroke for one note played. That means that I'm starting at the just about the middle of my bow, and I do a downstroke, an upstroke, downstroke, an upstroke. We'll play it again, then we'll pick it apart. Now we'll do it slower. What we're doing there is going from our open G to our second finger on our B note. And then your open D. G to the B to the D. To your G note, third finger on the D string. That's the same as the chord. Let's play it again. What we're doing there is going from our open G to our second finger on our B note and then your open D. G to the B to the D. To your G note, third finger on the D string. That's the same as the chord. Now remember, on the bow strokes on this, that I'm using separate bow strokes on each note that I hit. I don't care if you, I mean, just learn the lick. Just learn the lick. You can play it any way you want to. Let's see, and the last part of this lick is, it goes like this. What I'm doing is playing an A note, an open A. Then I'm going to the B note, first finger. So I'm going A, B note, first finger, C note, second finger. And then the open A. That's the B. B to the D. I mean, B is your first finger. And D is your third finger. Back to your B note with the first finger. That's it. Why are fiddle players' fingers like lightning? Because they never strike the same place twice.